It's Monday, the 18th of May, day 58. Having said that, is it really day 58? Or is it 59? Or 57? Checks diary. It's 58. After a time, lockdown days do seem to merge into one another. It's as if time gradually slows down, as the pre-pandemic signals that used to mark the passage of time become eroded. What's the significance, after all, of Friday evening, which once upon a time used to be the start of the weekend? Indeed, I think there was even a popular TV show in Britain called TGIF, Thank God It's Friday. But what's the point of thanking God it's Friday if Saturday and Sunday are more or less the same? Psychologists. That's the name we have for scientists for whom humans are rats in mazes. They've apparently done many studies of what happens to groups of people who are isolated for one reason or another. They might be astronauts in a space station, or sailors in nuclear submarines, or researchers in Antarctica. And what the psychologists claim to have observed is that there seems to be an inflection point where the frustration and hardship of being cooped up inside suddenly gets harder to bear. The shrinks call this the third quarter syndrome. Dr. Kimberly Norris, an authority on confinement and reintegration at the University of Tasmania, told the ABC journalist James Purtill that Australians have now been through two periods of isolation, an initial point where there was panic buying and confusion, and then a honeymoon period when it felt novel and different to stay at home. For a little while, she said, people were saying how they were loving working in their pyjamas and not having to battle morning traffic. That phase, which Mr. Purtill calls the sourdough starter moment, or the time when we all downloaded House Party, or when we had drinks parties over Zoom, is now ending. Dr. Norris says that people are now saying, presumably to her, that they're feeling really lonely. They're saying they can't remember the last time they interacted with someone in a way they found personally meaningful. This third quarter phenomenon was first described in early 1980s studies that set out to determine how long humans could survive in space. They found that radiation or zero gravity were arguably less of a problem than interpersonal conflict caused by isolation. One review found that mood and morale reached their lowest point somewhere between the halfway and two-thirds point of the mission. We don't understand what's going on with us, a Russian cosmonaut wrote during the third quarter of a 211-day mission aboard the Salyut 7 space station. We silently walk by each other feeling offended. We have to find some way to make things better. In 2000, a study found that those based at Antarctic research stations reported significant increases in interpersonal tension during the third phase of their expedition, due to both loneliness and cliquiness. Other researchers found a decrease in mood occurring around the midpoint and third phase of the stay in Antarctica. It seems, though, that this third stage phenomenon depends on the relative passage of time. In a six-month mission, it could happen at around the four-month mark, while in a one-year posting, it might appear at the eight-month point. So it seems that what counts is the proportion of the mission that has elapsed and how much more is still to go. This seems to me to be the big problem about applying this third quarter theory to our experience with COVID-19. Put crudely, how long is this mission of ours likely to last? For example, today is day 58 by my reckoning. Suppose that this is indeed the halfway mark and tomorrow is the beginning of the infamous third quarter. That means we have another 58 days to go, which brings us, by my reckoning, to July the 15th. Does anybody seriously believe that the UK will be out of lockdown by the middle of July? Or that it will be all over by Christmas? Because if they do believe that, then my next question is, what have they been smoking?